G'day and welcome to the Funeral Fix podcast.
I'm Oliver Thompson.
And I'm Yaz Trelope. The Funeral Fix podcast brings you informative, engaging and inspiring discussions about all things funeral celebrancy, including working with grief, the art of ritual and ceremony, and how, as aspiring or highly qualified funeral celebrants, we have the opportunity to make a huge impact on our communities.
We believe that the work of funeral celebrants is truly special and deserves the spotlight. So whether you're a seasoned celebrant, a fresh face in the industry, or just someone curious about the beautiful world of funeral ceremonies, you're in the right place.
Each episode will be a deep dive into the heart and soul of funeral celebrancy. And we're not just scratching the surface. We're peeling back the layers, exploring the artistry, the compassion, and the incredible stories that make this profession so meaningful.
We're not shying away from the tough conversations either. Grief is a part of life. And as celebrants, we embrace it with empathy and grace. We'll be sharing insights on navigating those sensitive moments and creating ceremonies that truly honour and celebrate life.
So whether you're a funeral industry professional, a celebrant in the making, or simply someone seeking inspiration, join us every fortnight as we dive deep into the world of funeral celebrancy.
It's time to level up your understanding, get inspired, and celebrate the extraordinary world of funerals with the Funeral Fix podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Funeral Fix podcast. I'm Yaz.
And I'm Oliver. And today we're delving into a topic that's close to the hearts of many in our community, stepping into your role as a funeral celebrant. It's not just about mastering the logistics, but also about understanding yourself and your relationship with grief and death.
Absolutely, Ollie. I think becoming a modern game-changing funeral celebrant, which of course we all want to become, there's so much more to this role as we discover all of the wonderful new ways in which we can lean into this role even more. But there is a profound journey that comes with that, and that really requires a deeper understanding of yourself, as well as a willingness to confront uncomfortable emotions head on. There are often fears and challenges associated with taking on this role, which to be honest, is rightly so. I think that some people are hesitant to know if they're really ready to step into a role that has to deal with grief and death and a lot of these really challenging and uncomfortable emotions. And that is totally understandable because it's not just about delivering a meaningful ceremony. It really is about being a pillar of support for grieving families during their most vulnerable moments. And being able to be comfortable in that vulnerability will definitely take you from being a good funeral celebrant to a really great one.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, I agree with you. Being that support really means that you are doing your own emotional work, right? Because what I've discovered through this work is that it's about recognizing and analyzing your own feelings around grief and death and dying, of course, so that you can help others perhaps navigate those emotions as well. But if you haven't confronted them within yourself, perhaps, how can we really help someone else that might be going through it?
Yeah, that's so true, Ollie. And I think it's really important to be clear here that this isn't necessarily about having experienced the death of a loved one or the same kind of grief as your clients, although perhaps that is what has led you to this work anyway. But it is about really leaning into this discomfort and embracing vulnerability because that is where the growth happens, both personally and professionally. I know for me at the beginning of starting my funeral celebrant journey, it was learning to really balance that level of vulnerability and comfortable in being in the discomfort. That's been the most profound experience for me. And I think that that's probably one of the key takeaways to really knowing if you're ready. If you can't think about death, talk about death, it's going to be hard for you to play in this space. But if you start doing a little bit of self-analysis and realize that you are comfortable and you are ready to explore and learn more and you just have a curiosity about it, I think that's a really great place to start.
Yeah, it's really interesting, especially when you go in to meet a family for the first time. you can sort of naturally feel a little bit nervous or a little bit apprehensive about that first meeting. Mm. But one thing that I always remember, and I tell even students, like at the Funeral Fix in person, for example, we've had this discussion, but I always say that remember that the people that you're going to meet are probably so much more nervous and scared about that particular meeting and about addressing those emotions way more than you are. And I think sometimes, like you said, just sort of sitting in that discomfort can be enough. It can be all you need to do. You don't need to fill in the gaps. You don't need to say all of these nice things or whatever it may be. Sometimes just by being present and listening and just sitting can just have such a powerful effect.
Yeah, that's so true, Ollie. And I think as you become more experienced, you also learn to balance your boundaries as well, and really learning that while you absolutely can be there as a support system in your capacity and scope of work as a funeral celebrant, you also don't need to necessarily sit in the discomfort with your clients, in that you can just support them through it. And setting those personal boundaries, I think, is really important and a recognized part of the importance of modern funeral celebrancy.
So let's talk about some tangible ways that can help people maybe understand whether they're ready to become a funeral celebrant, shall we? I'm going to start with personal reflection. So start by considering your own relationship with grief, with death, and with dying. Think about if you're comfortable discussing these topics. Think about if you have a genuine empathy for those that might be grieving. And if you find yourself able to navigate these kinds of emotions with compassion and understanding, then it could be a sign that you are ready to take on the role.
Yeah, I love that, Ollie. I think another really important point is also practical experience. So really seeking out opportunities to gain practical experience in the field. So this could involve shadowing experienced funeral celebrants, volunteering at funeral homes or memorial services, or even just conducting mock ceremonies with your family and friends.
Yeah.
I think that really getting that kind of hands-on experience allows you to really test your abilities. You can build confidence and identify areas of growth. And I think really leaning into a network and that mentorship role, as we said, kind of maybe seeking out shadowing experienced funeral celebrants or looking for a mentor. We both, you and I, through the Funeral Fix, have that mentoring program for people who really want that added support. And I think that that could be a wonderful way to gain practical experience.
Absolutely. And that leads us into training and education. So, you know, pursuing and investing in formal training and education in this field, in funeral celebrancy, not only equips us with the necessary skills and knowledge, but also helps to demonstrate a commitment to our role as celebrants. So one of the great things that we obviously offer is not only our online course, but the Funeral Fix in person, formerly known as Express. And we also have our third annual Funeral Fix in-person event coming up this year on Monday, the 3rd of June, in Brisbane at the glamorous W Brisbane, which is such an incredible day of not only delving into some of the content of the course. We don't go through every single topic because that just wouldn't be humanly possible to do in one day. But we utilize the fact that we are in person to be able to really hone in on some of those skills, particularly around presentation and activities and learning more and more and just really delving as deeply as we can. It's obviously a great opportunity for networking and connecting with funeral industry professionals as well.
Yeah, this really is our big event of the year, and only hosting it once a year does make it even more exciting to know that it is fast approaching, Ollie.
Yeah.
And I do think that if you're feeling ready, even if you're an experienced funeral celebrant, we have lots of experienced funeral celebrants come along. And I think one of the beauty of this event is that there is such a mixed bag of experience levels in the room that can learn off each other and grow and expand. And it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to come together and really double down on our funeral celebrant experience. It's really also important to note that you get the online course as a part of the day, and you have access to that immediately, as well as in perpetuity forever, and all of the many versions of which we constantly edit the course. So that is included. But then on the day, we dive into all of the many aspects of funeral celebrancy for those of you that are ready, which does bring us to our next point in terms of knowing if you are ready. And I think that comes down to feedback and support. So really seeking out feedback and support from peers, mentors, supervisors is also key. And I did touch on mentors earlier. But I think really joining those professional networks or support groups like our Funeral Fix in person and Funeral Fix online groups for celebrants can provide valuable insight and guidance. This can be a little bit of a lonely role, I think, being a funeral celebrant, because sometimes you do feel like you're on an island. So receiving constructive feedback from peers really allows you to refine your skills and approach and ensuring that you are prepared to provide meaningful support for grieving families and ultimately really beautiful ceremonies.
Yeah, and we have the private Facebook group as well for all of those that are going through the course or those who have completed it. And during the coaching call with all of the students, Yaz, I'm sure you do as well, we always recommend people to make sure that they're connecting on there, sharing feedback, asking for questions and asking for support, tips, tricks, whatever it may be, sometimes even sharing jobs like who's available in this space to be able to help with this particular funeral or whatever it may be. But connecting online with a group of like-minded celebrants is so important, especially those that have done or are doing the same training because they're on a similar page.
Absolutely, Ollie.
And then there's emotional resilience as well. So as we know, dealing with grief and loss on a regular basis can be quite emotionally taxing. So for us as funeral celebrants, it's essential to have coping mechanisms in place. And we highly encourage everyone to assess your own emotional resilience and perhaps even develop strategies for your self-care, such as mindfulness practices, seeking professional support, or engaging in hobbies and activities that, you know, you enjoy doing. The gym, swimming in the pool, whatever it may be. And we delve so much deeper about self-care and some of the strategies and things that you can use to really amplify that and to make sure that you're looking after number one.
Yeah, absolutely, Ollie. And I think that has been another gift for me personally with this work, is really having to double down on my self-care practice and know that when things are taking their toll or when I have a lot going on, as which we all do, all of the time, what are the things that I can personally do to support my emotional well-being? And I've really got that toolkit and those tools so firmly down pat now. And I really think it is because of this work. I really think it has kind of not forced me, want of a better word, but it is really encouraged me to find what works for me on a regular basis and practice those things. So for me, it's definitely going to the gym. I've started to do reformer Pilates, which I absolutely love, as well as, as well as meditation. I've got visualization exercises that we've spoken about in other episodes. And I kind of now know I've got this little toolbox full of self-care practices. And I really think it is such an important part. So if you feel like you're ready to step into this work, we highly recommend that self-care piece, of which we talk a lot about in the course, which will support you on this journey.
And I guess before we get to that point of even knowing what sort of self-care strategies we might be able to implement, I think it's about knowing when to identify that you might need to start bringing them in. For example, you get a phone call and somebody says, are you available to do this funeral? And then it's really easy at the time to just say yes, and then you sort of find yourself in a predicament where you've kind of taken on more than you should have and you're kind of at capacity. So I think there's so much to be said about that moment of identifying, okay, I'm at capacity now, and then being able to act accordingly.
I think I need to exercise that a little bit more, Ollie.
So do I. It's, you know, practice makes perfect, is what they say.
It definitely does. Which brings us, I think, to our final point, and that is the ethical consideration. So where are you at in your life, and where are you ethically in order to step into this role? Because there are significant ethical responsibilities that come with being a funeral celebrant. You're entrusted with guiding families through one of the most challenging times in their lives. So it's really crucial for you to approach your work with integrity, sensitivity, and respect for not just the cultural and religious diversity, but whatever that situation is presenting for you and how you can guide that family through. And this isn't something that we've really touched on before, these ethical considerations. Mm. But I think as we navigate this work and take on more clients, I feel like it is something that's definitely worth noting.
Absolutely. I think, you know, though it isn't something we've necessarily addressed, it's, you're right, it is kind of the foundation of what we do. And it should be given just as much, I guess, importance as everything else that we do. There's information that we're naturally going to have access to. We're going to have so much information shared to us, whether that be personal stories or private information, perhaps. And I think having those sorts of things in the back of our mind is, this is somebody's life and this is somebody's personal details, to make sure that we are approaching that really cleverly and with a lot of sensitivity.
Yeah, absolutely, Ollie.
So I think we are just about to wrap up this episode. It's been such a great chat, but let me just chat about the funeral fix in person again.
Yes, please.
I know we talked about it, but because it is only a once a year opportunity for everybody, it's worth mentioning again. Mm-hmm. We don't sell hundreds of tickets to these events deliberately because we like to keep them small and intimate so that we can be as engaging and as hands-on as possible. So if you're ready to revolutionize your understanding of funeral ceremonies and step into the role of being a certified funeral celebrant, the Funeral Fix in Person is for you. It's a one-day immersive workshop that brings the Funeral Fix online course to life, literally, led by us, myself, Oliver, and Yaz, live and in person. It's insightful, it's valuable, and it maximizes the in-person appeal with practical activities, deep conversations, real-time presenting opportunities, so you can confidently walk away a certified funeral celebrant. The details are available, funeralfix.com.au, Monday the 3rd of June 2024 at W Brisbane, from 9 to 5 with networking drinks from 5 to 7. And we've got some incredible funeral industry professionals joining us for that networking and also for some guest presenting throughout the day, but we haven't yet released those details, so that's going to be exciting when we do. Let me just remind everybody what your ticket includes. It's full instant access to the Funeral Fix online course forever, which is valued at $1,200, a one-on-one coaching call with either myself or Yaz, morning tea, lunch, afternoon tea created by W Brisbane's acclaimed chefs, all day tea and coffee because we wouldn't be doing anything without coffee, the networking drinks with industry pros, resources to take home, a goodie bag with thoughtful gifts, Joe Lincoln's brand new book, Is This Normal? Ooh. An inspirational learning environment at W Brisbane, expert-led in-person training and guest presenters. And we're stoked.
We are stoked. It's going to be epic. It's always epic, but I feel like they are getting bigger and bigger every year and I'm so excited. So if you've been hesitating or wondering if you're ready to take the next step in your journey as a funeral celebrant, now is your time to act. Join us at our in-person event and get instant access to the online course as well. So we urge you to take that leap. Do it.
Yeah, come and join us. Hey, Yaz, I heard that some people are doing a bit of a DIY retreat. So they're coming up to Brisbane, spending a couple of nights at W Brisbane. They've booked some sessions or treatments, I should say, at their beautiful spa, Away Spa at W Brisbane. So they're making a bit of a weekend of it, you know, away from the fam, kind of use it to connect professionally and spiritually, whatever it may be.
I love that.
So they're making a bit of an event out of an event. So we're all for that.
We are all for that. That makes me so happy. Bit of self-care peppered into some self-investment and learning. It just sounds like the perfect few days, to be honest.
That's right.
So that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember to subscribe to the Funeral Fix podcast for more insightful discussions and updates on our upcoming events and courses. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Funeral Fix podcast. If you're ready to embark on your funeral celebrant training, visit our website www.funeralfix.com.au for immediate access. Use code PODCAST to save $120 off the full price course. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 30-day money-back guarantee.
In the spirit of reconciliation, the Funeral Fix acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.